The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Yeah, 51551 for your text or ray@rte.ie. Now, last week, you may not have spotted this, was World Childless Week. And writer, columnist and broadcaster Christina Patterson shared how being single and childless made her feel a sense of shame over failing to follow the traditional path set out by society. She's on the line now. Good afternoon, Christina.
Hello.
So you've written in your book, The Art of Not Falling Apart, and you wrote an article last week, which was featured in a lot of newspapers, about being childless. It's a terrible term, isn't it?
It is. Some people try to use the term child-free, but to me that sounds a little bit contrived, I must say. But childless definitely makes it sound as though there's something lacking. And people never talk about men being childless. It's always women who are childless. And the implication is that you've somehow failed as a woman. You haven't done the thing you were put on this planet to do. You are some kind of biological failure and possibly even a freak. So it definitely sounds like you're, you know, it makes you feel like a kind of Anita Bruckner heroine, some dried up spinster who should be cowering in a corner in dowdy clothing instead of living a rich, full, interesting life.
And then there's the involuntary childlessness and voluntary childlessness.
Yes.
Yeah, terrible terms. Let's find out a little bit about you first. So I suppose I have to ask you your age for the purposes of this particular interview.
I'm 55.
Right, okay. And would you put yourself in the voluntary or involuntary category?
Oh, involuntary, definitely. My parents had children when they were very young. They got married when they were very young. My mother was 18. My father was 21. They were walking up a hill in Heidelberg, fell in love at first sight. My father sent my mother a telegram a few weeks later saying, "Will you marry me?" She sent one back saying, "Yes." It was all incredibly romantic. And I grew up thinking that, you know, something similar would happen to me. Mm. And I sort of got through my 20s without meeting the love of my life. And as the months and years started ticking down, it felt like this, you know, with a kind of bomb about to go off. I think it does for a lot of women, because the body clock is a reality. And really, you are better off having children really by your sort of early 30s at the latest. Plenty of women are having children older now. But after that, if you wait longer than that, it is a risk. And I just didn't meet the right bloke at the right time. And I didn't feel it was something I wanted to do, going ahead and having children without a father for them. And by the time I reached 39, I found a lump in my breast and was diagnosed with breast cancer. So by then it was certainly beginning to feel too late. So I did not choose not to have children. And in fact, in response to that article I wrote last week, it was posted with a headline that possibly was slightly misleading, but I got an awful lot of comments from people saying, "You're going to be lonely in your old age." And you kind of think, well, you know, thanks a lot.
The heading was, "Life without children can be rewarding."
Yes, well, I don't know. I suppose that some people, it's very strange how emotional people get about this. Even people, one presumes, that are in happy relationships with children, who then feel that I must be some kind of ball-breaking feminist, you know, with sort of completely kind of poleaxed by ambition, who somehow wants to deprive the rest of the world of children. I didn't choose not to have children. As I said in the article, it was circumstantial. However, there are all kinds of things in life that we can't control and don't choose. And it doesn't mean that we can't have a rich, full, interesting life in all kinds of different circumstances.
But that's not always how you felt. You know,
absolutely not. No,
you were heartbroken. That's what I get from the article.
Yes, I wasn't heartbroken all the time.
No.
There were moments when it felt very hard, and some of the time it felt okay. There was, I talk in the article about one incident when I went into a local cafe and I'd ordered coffee and a croissant and thought I'd bought myself, you know, about an hour of newspaper reading time. And as soon as I took the last bite of the croissant, the waiter kind of practically threw me out. And there was a sort of women hovering with their buggies and their babies, clearly desperate to take the seats over. And he thought, well, I think I'll have two mums here. That will be a better use of the space and time. And of course, you know, it may not have been personal, but I went feeling like a lesser person and a lesser woman. And in the area that I live in, at one point, apparently it had the highest birth rate in Europe, which when you're not able to have children doesn't feel entirely helpful when you're practically mown off the pavement by sort of onslaughts of buggies. So there were times when I felt very left out, and I often felt that weekends were family time, so I'd have a packed diary during the week. I always had lots of friends and a very busy social life, and I'd be out every night, and then suddenly the weekend would arrive, and that would be the time that friends would spend with their children, completely understandably. Mm. But again, when it comes to weekends and Christmas and bank holidays, you can feel a bit as if, you know, the kind of society has left you behind.
And Christina, how did you feel? Because, you know, people don't mean any harm, or they don't want to offend you or upset you in any way, but they would ask in casual conversation, do you have any children yourself?
Yes, I did. I did often find that painful. And
is that a question that people shouldn't ask anymore, do you think?
Well, I'm not, there are plenty of things that are more offensive than that in life. Frankly, if you're on social media and you ever go on the telly or radio, you'll be used to seeing an awful lot worse than that. Yeah. So I'm not going to go around telling people to wrap me in cotton wool in case my feelings get hurt, because, you know, frankly, I'm not a kind of, you know, 12-year-old who needs wrapping in cotton wool. Yeah. But I think that, generally speaking, I think probably if a woman doesn't have children, it's not a bad idea to approach the subject with a reasonable amount of delicacy, because, or a man for that matter, there are plenty of men who would like to have children who for all kinds of reasons haven't managed it. And I think you never ever know whether it's a choice or it isn't a choice. And I think, you know, some people just talk endlessly about their children without giving much consideration to the other person and what their situation might be. So I think it's really just about good manners, actually.
And of course, with advances in modern medicine and fertility treatment, it is possible for a woman to have a baby without a man?
Yes, and some of my friends sort of thought as they were approaching 40 about going ahead and doing that. And in fact, I mean, they were actually investigating sperm banks, and they then met men, actually in a couple of cases, not very nice men, and the relationships didn't work out. They did get the children, and they are lovely children, and they're very happy with those children. And but without wanting to obviously kind of identify anyone,
yes.
I do think that it's not an ideal situation when your relationship with your ex-partner isn't great. You don't particularly like and respect the father of your child, and you are in a kind of semi-permanent relationship of some kind with them, because your child is going to spend at least probably every other weekend with them and shape them and have a strong influence on them. But not very much in life is perfect. And if people make the decision to go ahead and have children on their own or end up being a single parent, I think that's absolutely up to them. And I think you can be a wonderful parent as a single parent, and you can be a wonderful parent as a joint parent, and you can be a terrible parent as a single parent and as a joint parent.
Yes,
really,
yeah.
It's all about the parenting. It's not about your situation.
I suppose human beings are very adaptable. You know, so
yes.
Whatever life presents us with, we can adapt to it. And we, in a way, not only do we have to do it physically, but we have to mentally rationalise our situation, don't we?
Exactly. I think that's absolutely right. But I think actually it's one of the many good things about getting older is that you learn to adapt more. You realise that you might have this very idealistic view of what a life should be when you're younger, and you think, you know, there are all these boxes that should be ticked, and then you realise that life sort of will probably conspire against you to make sure that quite a lot of those boxes aren't ticked.
Yes.
And some of those boxes will be wrenched out of your hands and you'll be, you know, wrestling with them. But I think we do all have a choice, and unless you actually suffer from clinical depression, which is a whole other thing, but where we do all have a choice actually is really how far to be grateful for the life we have, how to relish the things we have, how to find joy in our daily lives. I think that is both a gift and a choice. And I've always found a huge amount of joy in my daily life, but I probably find more now at 55 than I did at 35 when I was worrying about whether I would ever have children.
And do you think you spent too much time, you know, worrying about that path you thought you had to follow? Find a man, settle down, have a family.
I do, actually. I do. I mean, I didn't literally sit down and worry about it without doing other things. I always had a very active life and a very energetic work life. And, you know, I sort of did masses of things. But I do. I think regret. Well, look, if you feel sad, you feel sad. But I wish someone could tell you that, you know what, you can live life in all kinds of different ways. And many of those ways will actually be wonderful. And there will be joy and there will be pain and there will be peaks and there will be troughs. But all in all, if you go into it with the right spirit and you know how to make good friends and you know how to foster profound, meaningful relationships, you will have a rich, interesting life.
Speaking of relationships, you're in a relationship for the last 4 years and your partner has grown up children.
Yes.
So you've obviously had the chats with him about having children and not having children.
We don't talk about it all that much because once you know as a woman that you can't have children, I'm someone who tends not to dwell in the past, and it's kind of over then. I don't feel it's an academic subject now. I've no idea. I might have had monsters. So, you know, there's no point in thinking I could have had this amazing time. I think, you know, he loves his children. They're very nice boys. They're now grown up. They're nice young men. I have, you know, a good relationship with them. I think that, you know, that's all been fine. But, you know, in lots of ways, I've had a very interesting time. I've travelled to all kinds of places he hasn't. I've had all kinds of career highs and lows that he hasn't. I think we've just had very different lives. And I don't think his has been better than mine.
I suppose we like to think we have control over our lives and forget about the children and all. One of the things I suppose that you hadn't got, or you had a perception of not having, was control, because you wanted to have children and the world, whatever, conspired against you.
Well, you know what? I think toddlers think they can control the world, and so does Donald Trump. But I think that most people discover fairly swiftly that there's a fair amount in their lives they can't control. Yeah. And if you don't discover that when you're 25, you'll certainly discover it at 35. So I think that's just called being a grown-up.
And what, you know, life without children can be rewarding. So you've made sense of it all now, obviously. And do you still look at your friends with children and wonder what it would be like if you had your own?
I don't really. I mean, my friends have lovely children, and again, some of them are grown up, some of them are younger. I don't really think that. I wouldn't be being honest if I didn't say that I sometimes, I'm getting caught up in my negatives now, but I do sometimes have a pang when I see my friends with their children. Of course I do, but it's manageable now. It's not, you know, like a stab to the heart. And I'm also aware that children are not, you know, just kind of delivered to this planet to distribute, to kind of provide unmitigated joy. I see that there is a huge amount of anxiety and pain that goes with that as well. You know, some friends have children with anxiety in various forms or eating disorders. You know, life is not straightforward. And I think that I've been spared the fear of what will happen to a child and the huge anxiety you can experience when your child is ill or very, very unhappy. So I think it's a mixed bag, really.
Mixed bag, yes. I see here 1 in 5 Irish women over 45 don't have children, and that percentage is going to rise over the coming years. Christina Patterson, thanks for talking to us today. Enjoy that. Thank you very much. That's it from us. Mary Wilson is on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.